Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Please check out my website, Small Business Advocate. com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. She is the co-founder, co-CEO and co-founder of Housewares America, Inc. She's the inventor of the green bags and the cake cutter. And what are all the other things, Debbie? Thanks again for hanging out with us. What are some of the other things you've invented? I always I only care. My wife cares about the green bags. I only care about the cake cutter. And so,
I know.
What are the other things?
Oh, I've got my Debbie Meyer green boxes, which are the hard-sided version of my green bags.
Yeah.
I've got everything from my magnetic measuring cups and spoons to my genius rack and to my genius vac, which is a handheld vac system.
Surely I need a genius rack. I mean, how more appropriate would that be, right?
You've got lots of genius to rack up there. And I mean that.
Well, and tell us how they can find it, all of your stuff.
Just DebbieMeyer.com, DebbieMeyer.com.
Right, so check that
I'm
out,
here, and I'm there.
And also the shopping network.
And HSN.com. You can always go there.
HSN.com, so check that out.
Right.
And have you been on, now you had an episode, and you didn't know I was going to say that, but you... do folks know that you had a little episode?
Not really.
Okay. So if anybody, okay, all right. I want to make sure that
everybody knows I'm okay.
Yeah. Okay. Good. That's the main thing. What about this comment that somebody asked you about not long ago about how much time does it take to run a business? How much, and I get the question, how long before I can draw a paycheck? I mean, I literally have had people want to help them start a business.
Mm-hmm.
And when I start talking about cash flow and they start saying, well, what about the salaries?
Yeah.
And they actually use the word salary.
Salary, yeah, I know.
And I say, you're going to have to wait on that a while. And they say, well, how long? And I tell them, I said, well, I can't do that. I have to feed my family. I said, well, then you need to think about starting this business maybe a year or two from now.
Right.
You need to start saving.
Exactly.
Right?
Absolutely. If people talk about how will I be able to take money out and what kind of sacrifices are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Of course there are going to be sacrifices, but that's as much a part of your goal set. It's like, what do you want to achieve? What will it take for you to achieve it? And if it's important to you, you'll find a way. If not, you're going to find an excuse. And it's just as simple as that to me. It's, I believe that failure due to lack of effort is an option.
Mm-hmm.
At any point.
Well, if you're, what I found, though, is there's no way that you and I can give them a track to run on.
No, a
schedule, a plan, a strategy. If it isn't welling up from your gut, if you don't feel so strongly about this that you're almost willing to not eat regularly because you just must do this.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you prepared for it and you've done your homework to do it the right way. If you're not to that point, you probably aren't ready to become a small business owner. What do you think?
Well, that's a very good point, and I want to point back to something that you were talking about with Ruth Sherman, and that is preparation.
Yeah.
You have to have preparation for everything. Preparation sets you up for success. It doesn't guarantee it, but it sets you up for success. And if you think this morning you woke up and you said, I'm going to start a business today, and you have no financial backup, you have no way of supporting yourself and your family, you have no way of, getting something manufactured, and all these things, plans and preparations and things in motion before you actually take the leap, then you're setting yourself up for the frustrations, the failures, all those things. And then if you have to start asking the question afterward, how much effort does it take,
mm-hmm.
you've done it backwards. And, I'm You and I both know we're up at the crack of dawn and, you know, traveling and moving around and doing things we have to do because we want to do them. It's not, it, of course, we have to do them to keep the business rolling, but we want to do it.
When I converted my consulting company to my media company, mm-hmm. I went for probably 6 years without having a weekend off.
Oh, please.
I mean that. I mean, I'm
yep,
talking about,
I know.
I was here every weekend doing writing and do whatever. But guess what? I never begrudged a minute of it.
Absolutely, because, you know, we've talked previously about
now
the, passion
now, now, let me
and
say
all
this.
That.
The good yeah. news is, Debbie, my children were grown. So
right.
it wasn't like, I mean, when I had a small business and my kids were home, I had to do things a little differently because
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to lose that time. But at that point, my kids were grown and gone, and so I was able to spend the time on it.
Well, you know, part of it is if you want it badly enough, you'll figure that part of it
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
And when people say, you know, how can I have it all? I said, define your all. What does that mean to you?
Yeah.
And frankly, I'm a small business owner. I've been a business owner for a lot of years. I've raised a family,
a wife, a mother, taking care of my home,
and
maybe even some other little ones running around.
Yeah, and you know, and I had, and now it's grandchildren running around.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I've done all this stuff, but I had to figure it out, and I had to figure it out for myself on the way it would work for me.
Mm.
And it's you know, it has worked for me. And like this weekend, you talk about weekends,
mm-hmm.
I'm working all day Saturday, all day Sunday, yep. shooting new commercials,
and it's fun. And
if folks,
the truth is, I'm going to say that if you have to ask the question, how much time
ready.
Am I going to have to spend,
yeah.
you already know the answer to that.
You're not ready.
You're not ready. That's exactly right. Hold on that thought. Right back with Debbie Meyer. Tintail, stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.